Okay, today's daf is daf lamed dalet. We're on lamed gimel, lamed beis, and the shiur is sponsored by the Freud family, Le'il Nishmas, Esther Ruchama Bas Chaim Halevi. I think it's tomorrow. Okay, here we go. Yeah, is he going to be here? Oh, he did? Yeah, he spoke to me about it. I told him about it on Shabbos. Okay, fine, no problem. Excellent. Okay, here we go. Exactly. Where are we up to? Vevarim Lemincha? Where is that?
I'm sorry, we didn't get that far.
The Ketores Levarim. And the Ketores came before the Evarim. Titania. Yukdam Davar Shnemar Bo Boker Ba Boker. Something that said Boker Ba Boker, namely the Ketores, comes before. And by the Evarim, it only said one boker. So two bokers beats one boker. The Evarim Lamincha, and Evarim come before the Mincha, but not the Karban Mincha. It means the Mincha of the Tamid that accompanied the Tamid. The Tanya, Minayin Shelo Yehe Davar Kodim L'Tamid Shel Shachar. How do you know nothing came before the Tamid Shel Shachar? Talmud Lomar, V'arach Aleha Ha'ola. Amar Rava, Ha'ola, he Ola Rishona. Meaning, the first thing is the Ola. Now, once you finish that, now you can bring the Mincha that accompanies the Ola. U'mincha lechavitin, and the Mincha came before the Chavitin, which is the Kohen Gadol's private carbon, which is stuck in here in the middle. Right? Ola U'mincha. It says Ola U'mincha. The Chavitin le'nesachim, and then the Chavitin came before the Nesachim that accompanied the Toda, the Tamid. So you have the Mincha for the Tamid, then the Kohen Gadol's private Chavit, and then you go back and finish up the Nesachim. That's a little funny. So the Gemara says, well, Shum Mincha, because the Chavit is a Mincha, and the Mincha is a Mincha. So once we're busy with Minchas, do the Chavit now. That's what the Chavit is doing here.
This is a regular day.
It's a regular day. Now we get to days with a Karban Musaf. If there's a Karban Musaf, the Nesachim le Musafin. The Nesachim come before the Karban Musaf.
Isn't it obvious, I guess?
Why?
What do you mean? The Musaf is first you don't bring things that relate to the Tumid.
Okay, so Zevach, because it said Zevach. It says Zevach. Zevach, Vinesachim. The Zevach, and then the Nesachim. Right? Okay. Umusafin Libazichin. And the Musaf comes before the Bazichin. Why? I, Vatanya Bazichin, called the Musafin. It says the other way, the Pazichin come before the Musaf. Tanoim, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. It's a Machlokas Tanoim about that. Amar Abaya, Mistabra Kamanda Amar Musafin Kazan Le Pazichin. I think the one that says the Musaf comes before the Pazichin, that's more correct. Why? Lav Mi Amarta, don't we say, Baboker, Baboker, Lahaktim? Doesn't it say, Baboker, Baboker? It says Baboker twice. That means in the morning. Hachanami, so here by Shabbat, it says Bayom, Bayom, Laacher. It says Bayom Bayom twice. That means to push it off. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Bayom, the Rashi of Bayom. Bayom HaShabbos Yarichenu. It says on Shabbos you will arrange the Bazichin. V'loshon Bayom Mashma Ba'or Otzim. Hayom V'lo B'boker. Not in the morning. Not the first thing in the morning, like we're saying till now. Everything is a big rush. The first thing in the morning, two bokers, one boker. Now here it says Hayom. Yom means when it's the day, not the first thing crack of dawn. Therefore, on Shabbos, when it says Bayom, I push off the Bazichin, which is only on Shabbos.
Why don't we bring this before?
What do you mean? It's only on Shabbos that that did. No. Says the Rama, in Hilchas Shabbos, in Simon Reish Pei Aleph, that's the Makar. It's not an American thing. That's the Makar that on Shabbos morning, the davening starts later than during the week. Just like, that's what Ramah says. Just like Hayo means a little later in the day, so our davening will be a little later in the day. Well, it's not a practical thing. It's not an American thing. It happens to be in Eretz Yisrael, they don't even do it. Right. Eretz Yisrael, they daven at the same time. 7:30.
It's not earlier.
And what about
Vesikin Minyanim? Okay, so there's it's fine, it's all good. You want to daven Hashkama, you want to daven Vesikin, it's all good. Yeah. But that's how it developed. That's what Ramah says. It's Ramah. It's in Reish Pei Aleph, by Yom HaShabbos. Shabbos ma'achim lovel beis haknesses mi b'chol. You come to shul a little later than you do during the week. Yeah, it's good. Beautiful. Yeah, exactly, it's beautiful. It's all good. My time of, now back to the Gemara. My time of demand of Bezichin Kodim L'Musafin. So why does the other Tana hold that the Bezichin come before the Musaf? Why? Gamar Chuka Chuka Mechavitin. It's a Gzereshava. What's a Gzereshava? Rashi says, Bechavitin Ksiv Chok Olam, Ubezichin Ksiv, Kodesh Kedashim Hilo Meisha Hashem Chok Olam, and we make a Gzereshava that the Musaf comes before the Chavitin. Good. So Ime Hasam, Gamar, Ligmerei, Kulay Milsa Mehasam. Then if that's the case, then it should come before everything. It should come before everything. So that's exactly. Lahakiahani, Bayom Bayom Lachav. That's why he says Bayom, a little later. Even everyone agrees to this idea that the Bayom means a little later in the day. The question is how much later, how much earlier. So it's a machlokas.
What's the hell here? The Bavoker is by regular days and Bayom is by Shabbos?
Mm-hmm. So if you see that on Shabbos, the things that were special for Shabbos were done a little later in the day. Like the Musaf, the Bazichin, these things were done a little later. They don't have to be at the crack of dawn like everything else we did now.
Right, so how are you going to write it for Adame, but you're Musaf?
It's just an idea. It's just a remez. It's a remez, and on Shabbos it's saw a little later. Therefore, they're still a little
come
later.
Come at the same time.
What?
Come at the same time with Shabbos.
I understand, but the special Shabbos is just a remez. Okay, then we said like this. Ketores shel shachar hoisakreva bein dam le'evarim. The Ketores in the morning was done between the Dam and the Evarim, which means they sprinkled the Dam, went to do the Ketores, then came back to the Karban Tamid to finish up and burn the Evarim. Right? So, Mani, who said that? Who holds like this? E Rabbanon, if it's the Rabbanon, Bein Dam L'Neros Mivayale. It should have said between the Dam and the Neros. Why? You need a chart like this. According to the Rabbanon, the order is Dam, Five Neiros. Ketores, two Neiros. Then the Evarim. So according to the Rabbanon, what do you mean the Ketores is in between the Dam and the Evarim? Yeah, Ketores is number three, and it's in between one and five. One is the Dam and five is the... What about two and four are the Neiros? Should have said that. Right? And E Abishol, if it's Abishol... Then Beineros Levarmi Boyale. Abishal's order was like this. Five, then Dam, then two, then the Ketores, then Levarim. What?
Is that better?
No, because the Mishnah said it's between the Dam and Levarim.
Yeah.
So according to him, it's also not true. According to him, it's between the Dam and the Neiros and the Evarim. Neiros Levarim Boyale.
Very general.
Ah! So you're being very general. So the answer is, la la rabbanon hi. Really, it's rabbanon. Ubesidura lo kamairi. We're not being some adaktik, what we say. The rabbanon said that it's 1 and 5 is the dam and the evarim. 2 and 4 are the neros. The ketores is smack in the middle. It meant between 1 and 5. There's neros there also. I would have meant some adaktik. Well, not so precise. It's still between 1 and 5.
And between 2 and
4
also.
But don't mention that part. Okay. V'shalbein harbayim. But in the afternoon, it was different. Now, this is not easy. In the morning, the order is like this. The Ketores is first, then the Evarim, then the Nesachim. Okay? Nesachim was the wine and the oil that accompanied every carbon, and the Mincha. At night, it was the Evarim, then the Nesachim, Evarim, then the Ketores. So that's reversed.
Right.
The morning it's Ketores and Evarim, and in the afternoon it's Evarim, then Ketores.
Ketores twice a day.
Twice a day. And then the Nesachim of the afternoon. So now, in both situations, the Nesachim is last.
Right.
Right? In both, the Nesachim is last. The question is, what about the other order? So, Vishal Bein Harbayim, Hoy Sekreva, Bein Evarim, Lin Nesachim, which means, the Evarim first, then the Ketores, and then, like the morning, the Nesachim's last. Just like the morning. Menahani Mili, how do you know that the order switches? Amar B'Yochanan, the Amar Kura, it says, Kiminchas HaBoker Uskinus Kotaseh. Just like the morning. Ma Minchas HaBoker Ketores Kodemes L'Nesachim. Just like in the morning, the Ketores comes before the Nesachim. Af Kan Ketores Kodemes L'Nesachim. So too, in the afternoon, the Ketores comes before the Nesachim. Which is only the half truth. It's true that in the morning the Ketoros comes before the Netzachim, and in the afternoon the Ketoros comes before the Netzachim, but the Yavam is totally out of order. It's totally switched. So E Malahal and Ketoros Kodemes Leivarim, but in the morning the Ketoros comes before the Yavarim. Khan Ketoros Kodemes Leivarim. So how come in the afternoon the Ketoros doesn't come before the Yavarim? How come that? So the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you why. Miksiv, does it say Ki'ivri HaBoker? That's not what it says. It says Kiminchas HaBoker Ksiv. All we care about is that the Mincha has to come first. Kiminchas HaBoker V'lo Ki'ivri HaBoker. You hear that? It comes before the Mincha, the Nesachim, not doesn't have to come before the Eivarim. So why is it switched? I don't know. Okay? Next. Tana Rabbanon. It says, Vinisko Revi'is Hahin, right? Vinisko Revi'is Hahin. This is talking about Yilmod Shel Shachris Mishel Arvis. In other words, the Torah only says one time that you have to have Nisach HaYayin on the Karban Tavid. It only says it once. It says it by the Tamid Shel Bein Harvayim. Okay? So now the Gemara says, Yilmod Shel Shachris, Mishel Arvis. Just like it says it in the afternoon, by the Tamid Shel Bein Harvayim. You know what? A Chumash might help here. So we'll do like this. Bamidbar Chav Ches is Parshas Pinchas, where all the karbanos are mentioned, and it says over there like this. The first karban that's mentioned is the karban tamid, right? So Pasuk Dalet says, "Etzakev etzachad taseva boker, v'etzakev etzashen taseben harbayim." Vasiris ha'efa shalos mincha b'lulav hashemen kasis reviyat hahin. Olas tamid hashiv haratina lebech nechavach v'nisko reviyat hahin lakevis ha'echad b'kodesh hasech nesach sheichal Hashem. V'ez hakevis hashein tesed ben harbayim kimincha boker. So says the Tanakama, it says it should do one in the morning and one in the afternoon. After it says that, the very next pasuk, and you should bring wine also, which is mashma, that the wine's only by the second one. Says the Gemara, Yilmod Mishal Shachris Mishal Arvis. The morning's learned out of the night, just like the night is the real ikar is the night. At the morning we learn it out. Says Rashi here, Gabi Tamidin Ksiv. This is by the Karban Tamid. V'limei Naha Echad Shetar Nesachim. Only one of them requires Nesachim. Which one? Umihu ha'echad hu shall arvis. The one of the night. The hamine salik. That's where the Torah leaves off. The Torah says, bring a carbon tablet in the morning, and bring a carbon tablet at night, and bring the sachem. Tichsiv le'el minei, v'sakev v'sha'asheni, t'aseh bein harbayim. V'asir v'sa'efa solas. Olas tamar asuya v'nizgor v'yisahin. It's preferred to pasach, by night. And we learn the morning from the night. Rabbi Omer, no. Rabbi says, not like that at all. Rather, arvis mishal shachris. No. The Arvis is learned out of the Shachris. Right? The Arvis is learned out of the Shachris. Huh? We're going to do that Tosfos. Yeah. No, not. What? We're doing the little one. Arvis is learned out of Shachris. Now the Gemara is going to ask, but how does that make any sense? How is the Arvis learned out of Shachris? Right? That's the Tanakama. Rebbe says no. Arvis, Mishal Shachris. Now.
But didn't we just say in the Sachem we learned from Arvis?
Yeah.
So, and that's a pasuk.
What?
That's a pasuk.
No.
So what's this machlokes here?
One second. It says you should bring a talmid in the morning and a talmid at night.
Right.
After it says bring a talmid in the morning and a talmid at night, then it says I bring the Nesachim too. So it's mashma that the Nesachim are only at night.
Right.
And we learn out the morning from the night. Rebbe says no, we learn out the night from the morning.
How's he doing?
So the Gemara's going to ask that question. The Gemara's going to ask that question. Before we get to that question, the Gemara's going to ask that question. The Kehilas Yaakov asks, one second. Pasuk Ches says, the last Pasuk of the Karban Tamid, V'etzakevet hasheni ta'aseh bein harabayim kiminchas haboker ukinisko ta'aseh reish. The first Pasuk says, you do it in like the morning. What's going on here? What on earth is going on here? It's a mafirish of pasuk. He answers, they must be arguing about the pasukim in Parshas Tetzaveh. It can't be these pasukim. Right? I know it's Parshas Bamidbar because the Gemara has a little number that tells you what pasuk, where the pasuk is. But it can't be. He says it can't be. Because it's in Parshas Tetzaveh, it doesn't say that pasuk. It's the parish of pasuk that whatever you do in the morning, you do at night. Can't be. It can't be that they're arguing about these psukim. Does the night learn from the morning? Does the morning learn from the night? Can't be. Right? Because it must be talking about a parashas tetzaveh, and the machlokas over there, it's a machlokas must be about the shemen of the mincha. That must be what it is. Where it only says it there once. Very interesting. That's not pashup shah. Asks Tosfos, who cares? What's the difference? Right? Says Tosfos, nearly. The difference will be Sibur Shalohayu Lahem Nisachim El Echad Mehem. They only have Nisachim for one of the two. Which one gets it? Limanda Omar Gumar Shal Arvis Mishal Shachris Imkain Shachris Iker. Shachris is the Iker one. Vyak Rivaim Shachris. You bring it in Shachris. Ulamanda Omar Gumar Shachris Me Arvis, you grave him by Arvis. Do it in the afternoon. That's also funny. Because I would have said, you have it right now, do it right now. What will be in the afternoon? You never know. Well, you never know. Somebody will show up. You never know. It will be later in the day. Pesach comes, no. If you know for sure you're never going to get more, wait till the afternoon. That's the Iker one. Interesting, my focus. Interesting. They hop with this Tosfos because on Sukkos, there was water also. Only in the morning. So it's not like a green light that the morning is the one more important. Even if you hold it, the bakar is the night. We didn't have water at night, only in the morning. So that's a question. Okay, now they're going to ask everyone's question. If you hold the Rabbanon, it makes perfect sense why they hold it like they do. Because the pasuk is after the Ma'ariv 1. So yeah, that's why. What's Rebbe saying? What's Rebbe's reason? Amar Rabba Bar Ula Amar Kra. It says, La Keves Ha'echod. Lakeves echad, ezu keves shnerbo echad. Havi omer zetamet shal shachar. It tells the word echad by the morning. For Rabbanan, what do they do with that? My echad, what does it mean echad? Miyuchad shebe edro. It should be the best one you have, right? Rabbi, mi bimivchar nidvarecha nafka. Nay, Rabbi, it's a different pasuk. It says you should use the choicest one. For Rabbanan, well, chad bechov v'chad b'nedava. One's by a chov. Yeah, use the choicest one by a chov, and use the choicest one when it's voluntary. And Tzrichi, they're both necessary. Why are they both necessary? Says Rashi, second line up on top there of Tzrichi. Yesh tzad note shahanadav tzarech liyafusa. It's necessary to tell me that when you're doing a voluntary action, do it the best possible way. Kadesha tzrata ledoron v'kabalas panim. So it should be a good gift, a good acceptable gift. Also, v'yesh tzad note lomer shachov hamutel tzarech lefrochov mshalim. Also, when you have an obligation, also do it the best way. Why? So you've paid off your obligation. Right? It's a chol, I can give you the junk. No, don't do that. So both of them are necessary. When it's a voluntary, like I want to bring a carpet to Hashem, bring the best one you can. And if every morning is a chol, bring the best one you can. Two separate bakaros, two separate ideas, two separate psukim. Okay, now comes the very, now we're going to get to this gemara here with this gigantic tosos. So the Mishnah said like this. If the Kohen Gadol was an old man or a finicky person, they would take hot metal, heat up the metal, throw it into the mikvah, so it warmed up the mikvah a little bit. Ah, Tanya Abba Yehuda, Ashashios Shalbaris. Now some pieces of metal, Hayomanichin Me'erav Yom Kippur, they would put in before Yom Kippur, heat up before Yom Kippur. They would heat up on Erev Yom Kippur. Matil and Latoch Tzonin, and they would throw it into the cold mikvah, Kedei, in order, Shetafit Sinasan, that it will make the chill go away. Aye, Fahalo Matarif, but aren't you being over the Avera of Matarif? Matarif means tempering metal, which you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. So being over Matarif, right?
Which
it's a machlokas, what that is. So Rashi here says, Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi, it's makabah patish. Some say the gemara. Some of the what happened to mechabe? What about mechabe? We say if you take a hot metal and you douse it, you over mechabe.
I thought
I'm not going to mention that.
Isn't James putting it in on before Yantav?
No, he's doing it on Yantav. He put it in before. When are you putting it in? You're going to make it in the morning. It'll cool down. You put it in the morning. So isn't it a problem of Matarif? Right? It's not a problem that you're cooking the water. Not a problem. Not a problem that he's extinguishing the metal. It's not a problem. But what about Matarif? Amar Bibi Shalvi Gir L'Tziruf. No, it's not that hot. It won't come to Tziruf. Okay, it doesn't come to Tziruf. It's not going to be Tziruf. Why not? Rashi says, Krahaya Mitzonin Mitzmit. It already cooled off a little bit. Afal Pi Shayinosnim Balayla, L'Toch Kachalim, Lo Chashos. Even though you put it in the night before, so it should be nice and hot, you put it with the coals. Ainu Maluvin Kolkach. It's not so hot. Shiyehei Lo Chizak Ayde Mayim. That water, putting the water in afterwards, is not going to temper it. Because it wasn't even so hot to begin with.
Yeah, you need to get the temperature. You need a certain temperature.
Right. Bear this answer in mind. This is the first answer. This is the easy answer. The next answer is the impossible one. Right? That's the first answer. Amar Abaya. Nah, feel tamashiki l'tziruf. You can even say it came to tziruf. Even if it comes to tziruf, it's still okay. Why? Dava she'eno mischavein. It's a dava she'eno mischavein. What does that mean? That means I'm putting it in the water because I want to take off the chill for the elderly going metal. I have no interest. I have no kavana to make it tempered. Couldn't care less about this piece of metal. Right?
It's a problem. It's a creation.
Right. Davash Ainam is It's only a Davash Ainam is Chavin. Umutter, that's mutter.
Psychratius mutter?
No. So everyone asks, it's a psychratia.
Yeah.
So there are two answers to this question. Neither of them are good.
Thank you.
The Tosfos Harid answers, it's not your metal.
What?
Yeah. It's not your metal. It doesn't belong.
Therefore,
there's no psik resha if it's not mine.
Really?
So there's a Gemara like that.
So if I drag my not mine bench across the what do you call it, make a chrit, I'm not even.
It's not your chrit, it's not your field. I don't care. I don't care that he has a field plowed. What do I? It's not my field. What do I care?
We
so wow. there's a Gemara out there. One second.
I think this goes with the aqueducts.
What?
One of the aqueducts, yeah.
I'm sorry, here it is. The Tosfos Yeshanim answers. Since the Ashashios is not yours, it's not a psik resha. There's a Gemara like that. It says like this. Let's say I take my donkey, my animal, and I bring it into your garden, and my donkey's eating... He's eating the weeds in your garden. He's making your garden all nice and beautiful.
Okay.
So the Gemara there says it's not a psik resha. Why? Because it's not my field.
Not a psik resha because you don't know the donkey's going to eat.
No, let's say you do it yourself. I'm weeding on Shabbos. I'm weeding myself. I'm weeding your garden. Why am I weeding your garden? I don't know. I'm absent-minded. So I don't care about the weeds. I want the sticks because I'm hungry. I want to feed them to the dog. So the Gemara there says it's not a psik resha. I am improving the field. Yeah, but I have no kavanah to do that. It's happening anyway, but it's not mine. Difficult.
Yeah, you're going to throw out the whole third time in Shulchan Aruch.
There's no chetze gavra on this one either?
Yeah.
Which one are you going on?
It's a difficult answer. The first answer is more difficult. The Ritva answers, because it doesn't come. Who said it's going to come to Tziruf?
You'll pull it out. Okay, but that's a better answer.
But once, no, you know why it's not? That's a good answer, except for, isn't that what Rav Bibi said?
Lo
Yigil Tziruf,
right?
Isn't that what Bibi said? Lo Yigil Tziruf. Abaya says, no, even Yigil Tziruf. But what? Davashen Mischavin. I said, psik resha. No, it doesn't come to Tziruf.
No, he said, what?
Isn't that what Bibi said?
One saying it's no potential for Tziruf. One saying there is potential, but you'll take it out before it gets.
Uh-huh. There's no potential for Tziruf according to the Bibi. No potential for Tziruf. Here, there's a potential, but I'll take it out if it's too fast. I'll take it out right away.
Okay, that could be it. That's a good answer.
So I'll take it out right away, so it's not necessarily a psik resha.
Okay, I can go with that.
I'll put it in. It'll get warm up for 2 minutes. I'll take it out. Now, okay, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Sounds not what Bibi's saying. What Bibi's saying is no potential. Right? Okay, that's a good answer.
Got a flaw, by the way.
What?
Got a little bit of a flaw.
A little bit of a flaw, right.
They should make a siyag. I mean, if you're a kind of rabbi, you don't put yourself in a position where you may be over.
Right.
And what you're doing with that is you're making it quick.
Yeah, so
you're
pushing it behind.
What?
One second. We're going to get to that right now. Didn't we learn like 150 blot of Masechta Shabbos?
Yeah.
Where we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether David She'ena Mitzchavin is mutter or not. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? The David She'ena Mitzchavin is usser.
Right.
This is Rabbi Yehuda talking here. How can a bayah give an answer like that? How can a bayah say it's a David She'ena Mitzchavin, therefore it's okay? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said you're allowed to do it. It doesn't make any sense, Abai's answer. It makes no sense according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to go do this. What's the heter? Oh, it's a Dov Shein HaMitzchavim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Dov Shein HaMitzchavim is not mutter.
Right.
What kind of answer is that Abai is giving? So, because of that problem, the Ritva says, now the Gemara says, Umi Amar Abai HaHachi? Could Abai have said that? The Ritva explains that to mean, how can Abai say that? It's not even true. Rashi says, "Mi amar Abaye hachi, the dover she'enu mischavin mutter." Does Abaye hold its mutter? This Ritva says, "Not that the Abaye hold its mutter. How can Abaye say there be Huda hold its mutter?" You hear?
Yeah.
That's one answer. Tosas a rid. Here's Tosas a rid. Gives an unbelievable answer. Really, mid oraisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a dover she'enu mischavin is mutter. Really, he holds its mutter. Mid rabbanon, he holds it's not mutter. Since ain shvus ba mikdash, here it's okay. You know what Tosvid just said? Really, it's okay. Really, midarayt, it's okay. Midarabon, that's a problem. In the mikdash, it's okay.
Even
according to Yehuda. That's and Abaye could say this according to Yehuda because it makes perfect sense. Yeah, normally he does hold its asr. Not in the mikdash. Okay. Does Abaye even hold this? Either does Abaye hold it or does Yehuda hold it? Listen to this whacked out Gemara here. Vartanya. Basar arloso. If you have a mila taking place, and what's going to happen? And there's a tzaras on the makam mila. And there's an isser to cut off tzaras. There's an isser to do that. But there's a mitzvah to cut off the mila. So, afilu b'makam shiyesh shom baheretz, even if there's a baheretz, even if there's a tzaras there, yakut, you do the bris mila. So we say, asay do chalos asay. Divir Rabbi Yoshia. What's Rabbi Yoshia? Vavinaba, and we ask, and we said over there that it was based on a pasuk, right? It was based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Heishavar b'negat saras, Michas dola the iser. Okay, divir Rabbi Yoshia. Vavinaba, and we ask over there, kra lamali, what do we need a pasuk for? What do we need a pasuk for? It's a davish eidem eschavein. Right? I have no intention to do the isser of cutting off taraz. All I want to do is a bris mila. Also, Amalei Abaya answered over there. Amalei Abaya, the Amar Abaya, and Abaya answered. L'Reb Yehuda, the Avar, Dava She'ena Mischavein, Aser. Rabbi Yehuda said, and Abaye said, no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a davar she'ena mischavin is aser. Therefore, I need a pasuk to matter it. And if not for that pasuk, I'd never matter it. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda and Abaye both hold davar she'ena mischavin is aser. What's going on? Okay. Now you know when you see the answer, you'll know why this tosfos is so gigantic. Hani mili, that's only true b'chol haTorah kula. That's only true in the rest of the Torah. Abel Hacha, meaning that B'chal HaTorah Kula means when it's Issa D'Oraisa. Abel Hacha, but over here, Tziruf D'Rabbanon Hu. It's only Tziruf on a level of D'Rabbanon. Why? Why is it only Tziruf on a level of D'Rabbanon? Because maybe it's not the Gemar Malacha really, it's only part of the Gemar Malacha, and it's only D'Rabbanon, and it's all D'Rabbanon. Therefore what? If you don't have Kavana to do Tziruf, which you don't, if you don't have kavanah to do tziruf, rather, I just want to take the chill out of the water, even Rabbi Yehuda would say it's mutter. Says Rashi, B'chol HaTorah, B'isura da'araisa, kigon, kotitz baharas, to cut off a tzaraz, t'chzeh b'tzeh t'shara b'negat tzaraz, v'marmar, kotitz baharasa v'kosam b'daber. Very simple. Says Rashi, the ain shmuz ba'mikdash lo garsinan. This has nothing to do with the issue of ein shavuos for mikdash. Nothing to do with that. The hatala time of ein mitzchavin. The issue is kavana. Nothing to do with that. Tosas is a big problem with that. And now you can imagine why this Tosas is so gigantic. In this Tosas, it discusses the whole idea of having davar she'ein mitzchavin and psik reishas in a non-Shabbos context.
It's not Shabbos.
Because by Shabbos, there's other. It's big issues.
They're, not Shabbos?
If it's not in a non-Shabbos context. Like, for example, I'm wearing shatnez because I want to be warm. I have no interest in wearing shatnez. Think about it like that. In a non-Shabbos context. I want to try on the jacket. I'm in the store. I'm just trying it on. I have no kavana to wear shatnez. It's a situation, no? So that's the issue. It comes up like that, right? The Chavetz Chaim talks about it. Like, you're sitting at a table, and they start talking Lashon Hara. You have no interest in listening. You have no interest. You couldn't kill us. You're not a Kabbalist. You're a good guy. You don't have interest. So what do? Do you have to not listen? Or it's a Dovah Shein or it's Chavetz Chaim, but it's a situation. It comes up in non-Shabbos places. So it seems here that when it's a non, if it's a Darabanan or maybe a non-Shabbos context, that Lacha might be different. Might be a little different rules. That's a bit. That's why this talk is so gigantic. Okay. Wow. Next Mishnah. Heviu lebeis haparva. They brought him to the beis haparva. V'kidush ubekodesh haitha. This was in the kodesh. Parso sadin shalbut. Again, they put up some curtain. A bed of butz. Beino lebeino between him and the people. Kidush yadav v'raglav. He washed his hands and his feet. Upashat. He then took off the begadim of Zahav. Rav Meir Omer, no. Pashat, first he took off the clothes, then Kiddush Yadav Raglav. Then he washed his feet. We had that machlokes already. Then Yarad, he went to the mikvah. Taval, he was Tovel. Allah, he came out of the mikvah. Vinistapik, he dried himself off. Hivilo Bigdei Lavan, they brought him the Bigdei Lavan. Lavash, he washed himself again.
No.
Lavash, I'm sorry, he put them on. The Kiddush Yadav Raglav. And he was Mekadesh Yadav Raglav again. Right now. Why does he wear Bigdei Lavan? He's going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Therefore what? Therefore, Ein Kategor Nasa Sanega. Who said that? The Gemara gives that reason. Not in Mesechus Yuma. The Gemara doesn't give that reason in Mesechus Yuma. It gives that reason in Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. The Medrash gives two other reasons why he wore Bigdei Lavan. The Medrash says two other reasons. Number one, listen to this reason. The Medrash doesn't explain himself. Bishvil lachas al mamonam shal Yisrael, to have pity on the money of Yisrael. What does that mean? Says the Rishash, you know what that means? Gesundheit. If you have to, the halach is that every Yom Kippur you can't wear the clothing again. Can you imagine getting the stones of the Choshen every single year?
No.
That's what the Rishash says. That would bankrupt Klal Yisrael. To have to get those every year. Therefore, don't put them on. Wear white.
That's not what they got rid of.
Who said Bigdei Lavan? Where did Bigdei Lavan come from?
Bigdei Lavan was boy.
Right. The reason is they went out of their way to wear Bigdei Lavan, not have to ruin the Bigdei Lavan. The Medrash says the reason why you wore Bigdei Lavan was not to waste money of Klal Yisrael. So everyone's, what does that mean? Says the Rosh Hashanah, tell you what it means. If you wore Bigdei Lavan, forget Inka Tekadasa Senegar. I don't care about that reason. I'll go in anyway. Forget that. But what am I going to do? I'm going to have to get rid of my Big Day Zav every year? That's crazy. So I wear Big Day Lavan. That's one answer. Fascinating.
That collage is all over the place.
Then he gives another. The Medrash gives another answer, which is such a difficult answer. He says, "Bibnei Shel Levishas Big Day Zav looks like you're a Balgaiva. Looks like you're a Balgaiva. Every day they did that.
How about the other tzibur when you have to shut the guy up?
Right. I hear you.
So you got a row.
Now B'shachar in the morning.
Why do you do it in Big Day Lavan and it is doing gold?
Okay, we're not going to have time to do this. We're going to start with this tomorrow. Unbelievable tosfos. B'shachar, in the morning, Hayalovesh Talusin, they would wear clothing from a fancy clothing, the Kohen Gadol. Shoshnei Masa Mana, 12 Mana. Ben Harbaim, in the afternoon, Hanudian, from the town of Nudian, Shal Shmona Meos Zuz, 800 Zuz, which is 8 Mana. Divir Meir. Tosfos asked, why didn't he say 8 Mana? Why is it changing the currency? It's like saying, in the morning I gave you a dollar, and in the afternoon I gave you 100 pennies. Why are you saying it like that? No, the Chacham Omrim Bishachar in the morning Hayolovesh Shel Shmonas Armana. Yeah, war. It was 12. Ubein Harbayim. I'm sorry, 18. Ubein Harbayim Shel Shnayim Asarmana, which is a Kol Shlosh Shmana, which is a total of 30.
Why is it the same? Why is it the same white clothing?
No, Elu Michel Tzibur, that was paid for by the Tzibur. If he wants to eat on his own money, he's allowed to do that. So we don't really have time to do it. Tomorrow, the Tosfos on Lamad Hei Amud Aleph of Haniduyin Shel Ches Me'ezuz, he asks that question. Number one, why does the Tanakhama change the currency? And why doesn't the Tanakhama give the sum total? Like the second Shita. Which is a total of 30. Why doesn't the Tanakhama do that? So we'll do that tomorrow. Tomorrow is undoubtedly one of the top 10 Dafs and Shas. No question about that. It's also going to be a very, very fascinating Lubliner moment. You'll have to wait for tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
Man, what a-